When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
The Kraken coaster. That's what I'm going to call it. Coming soon to,
coaster.
What was the name of the, Chris, Ryan, what was the name of the, amusement park under the Space Needle when we were kids?
Bumper Chute?
No, that's the festival. Yeah.
Oh man.
What was the
name? It's going to drive me nuts.
They had the roller coaster, the Mighty Mouse roller coaster.
The log ride.
The log flume, yeah. What was the name? It was Enchanted Village?
No,
that's Wild West.
Yeah, that's where Wild West is.
What was the name of the amusement park under the Space Needle? Oh, man, there's people yelling at their phones and radios right now.
I'm not yelling at my phone. I'm just going to get
Producer Katie, look it up, but don't say it, because these three idiots that are all born and raised there should know the answer to this question.
I mean, that was the best part of going to, like, Thunderbird games on the weekends.
Yeah, man.
And going early and going to the roller coasters. And,
like, every field trip that you would take downtown, if you had to, right? Like, if to the Science Center or anything like that. Like, after, you know, if you were riding in the cool mom's car, sometimes she'd, like, slip you $5. And you'd run over and, like, ride the roller coaster and then run back and then get back to the school, you know, and just be a few minutes late.
Oh. Was your mom a cool mom?
My mom was the cool mom. Yeah, yeah. She came.
He was
on
handing
a lot
out
of
fives,
them.
Five
yeah,
spots.
Yeah, hand out a fiver or two. What was the name?
I don't know
of
if
the...
I ever rode with the cool mom.
Fun Forest? Was it called Fun Forest?
The Fun Forest.
That's what it was called.
That's
Professor
well, that's,
Katie.
That's
was
leader
it called
in the clubhouse
Fun Forest
right now?
Confirmed.
Oh
yes. The fun...
Wait. Hold on. She told you that. She whispered it
no,
to you.
No,
she did not.
No.
No, for sure. Wow. Oh, you guys. I was nervous. I thought I was going to have to move. Wow. That was touch and go for a
you
second.
You pulled that out of... I can't believe you.
Link, come on. How come you didn't have that one?
I was drawing such the biggest blank. Whew. I had no idea. Fun Force. That still doesn't sound right, but I'll take your word for it.
Mm-hmm. Link doesn't believe it.
Do you have pictures of that, Producer Katie? Can you Google image me some pictures of the Fun Forest so I can feel like I'm 8 years old again?
On it, boss.
That was
one of those plays like in football where they hurry up to the line and snap it. He just gave himself that point. He just hit the sound effect. He's like, boom, point. You don't even know.
Well, dude, my point is that they need to bring back a roller coaster under the Space Needle and call it the Kraken Coaster, because that's what we're all on right now, man.
I mean,
give
me a break. Win one, lose one, win two, lose two. What are we doing over here?
I don't know. You know, right as the Kraken coaster, though, goes clickety-clack all the way to the top of the first hill, underneath the Space Needle. When they build this Kraken coaster, by the way, you're welcome, everyone. But right as it goes clickety-clack, clack, clack, all the way to the top, right as it gets to the top and it's about to go downhill, do you know what happens? You raise your hands and you yell,
"Release the show."
Was that Ryan's first one?
I think so.
Young fish. What's cracking? What's cracking? We cracking. We cracking. We dipping. We diving. We sliding. We snapping. Hockey in Seattle, boy. We all about the action. Release the show. Release the show. What's cracking? What's cracking? We cracking. We cracking. We dipping.
Wow. I was so excited. I forgot to turn down the theme song and intro the show. What's up, everybody? I'm Brett. That's the missing link, Ryan, and Chris is here as well, as usual. And man, producer Katie pulled up some photos of the Fun Forest, you guys, and I'm like almost in tears over here, having some sense memories.
Nostalgia got you going on over there?
Man, send a few of those to the chat, Katie. Ryan, you got to put some of these up on our Twitter or something and just ask people, you know, their favorite memories of you know, the Fun Forest. Maybe they had their first kiss on the roller coaster or something. People will send us some stories, you know? I think also, you guys, producer Katie, you're going to have to back me up on this one as well with the internet, because I don't know if these guys will know, but for some reason, in my head, the movie, I don't remember the name of the movie, but the movie with Reese Witherspoon and Mark Wahlberg that was shot in Seattle.
Fear?
I believe there's a pretty famous scene on a roller coaster, and I think it takes place at the Fun Forest.
Wow.
Possibly.
You're really pulling from some deep places here.
Well, didn't that movie take place in Seattle, right? It's a freaky movie?
Or like in Washington somewhere or whatever.
It's Mark Wahlberg's obsessed with Reese Witherspoon. He's like a stalker. Yeah.
Yeah. Fear. Interesting.
I think some shenanigans go down at the Fun Forest in that movie.
If you have a scary story like that, you can share it with us too. It doesn't have to be your first kiss on the thing. If somebody
speaking of scary stories, Ryan, why does it look like Chris is coming to us like via a CNN news feed where he doesn't want us to know his identity?
Because it's like
he's coming out of the depths of the water and he's in a storm.
Dude, it looks like your voice should be altered and we're talking to you on a show about
I'll shut off my ring light so it's
trafficking get a little bit drugs darker. Or something. Yeah. Anyway, all right.
What do you like, fellas?
Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Release the Show, your favorite podcast that's sometimes about the Seattle Kraken. And right now, the reason I'm delaying the hockey talk is because I'm pissed off at our team. And I had my guts ripped out last night, as well as you guys, and I'm sure a lot of people listening had their guts ripped out. You guys want to talk about it? I mean, somebody take over here.
I wanted to, but it doesn't sound like you want to.
I do. I want to commiserate with you fellas, and I know a lot of people tuning in want to hear the commiseration as well, so go for it.
Well, look, you know, it's one of those things where we handed them their first home loss this season, you know what I mean, and played really well. I mean, yes, maybe people, as you said, got their very graphically guts ripped out.
Yeah.
But we battled, man. We battled, and it sucks to come up short. But I'm more looking at that like San Jose loss. You know, we didn't have our show last week, but like, man, like, just didn't show up to work. Like, what happened with that? Like, you go and you play a team that you should just close your eyes and cruise to a victory and you get walloped. You know, normally, I mean, if you're a playoff team, if you're a contender, you're gonna win that game. Then you come and you play Boston to the end, come up short, but you really, that's the team I want to see. Anyway, I'm just confused. They're confusing.
I blame the link for the loss to the Sharks because he was in the building, so we got to blame it on him, which also means you're not allowed to go to the tank anymore. That's it. You're banned now. Done.
The link is the new me.
I'm going next week. So
were you guys checking out at Release the Show on Twitter, by the way? Like, Link was pretty confident walking into the tank on Twitter. I'm just gonna say, you like posting things just like, can't wait for a W in this place. And then just, what the hell happened, Ryan?
That was pretty bad. Last night, yesterday though, was the greatest game that I've never watched. I started watching the game. I was on a flight, so I was in the airport. I watched the first 10 minutes. We score. Maddie Beniers gets up. I'm excited. Get on the plane. My Wi-Fi spotty. I'm just getting updates on Twitter every once in a while. Like, when we hit turbulence, something will come in, and I'll see a goal score. Get off the flight. Listen to the game in the third period. Shout out to Dave Tomlinson and Everett Fitzhugh. Those guys are awesome. If you want to, like, actually listen to the game on the radio, they paint a really good picture of what's going on. And then I get home 5 minutes before the game ends, and I'm thinking, great. Like, overtime, I turn the TV on, and we've already lost. Like, it was unreal. The last goal with, what, a minute something left in the game? So,
bro, with my schedule lately, it's been hard to watch the games, especially live. And last night was finally a night where I was just like, okay, I get to sit down, and I get to enjoy this one properly. And it's just like that thing that the Mariners do to you sometimes, you know? You're just like on a weeknight. You're like up late watching a game. It's a regular season game, but for some reason you're really into it. And they rip your heart out. Yeah. They played hard, though, man. And they've been playing hard all season. That's been the hallmark of the team, right? But the question has got to be asked now, and we didn't have an episode last week. So, but guys, this team is not performing the way that they were before the break. It's obvious. And this up and down, they can limp possibly into the playoffs, but this is not the team that we saw pre-break. What's going on, Ryan? I mean, you're the hockey guy. What is happening to this team? I'm looking for someone to blame.
I don't know. I don't know who to blame. Everybody seems to be playing, like, doing well. Brew has stepped up, and he's playing unbelievable.
True.
We have last night we had 5 different goal scorers. So everybody's stepping up. Everybody's kind of playing that role. We just happened to hit the Boston Bruins last night, and that's a tough team. But you can watch when those teams like that, when they towards the end of the game, they don't let off. They actually hit the gas, and they keep going. Kraken are doing the same. So it's just kind of a mismatch there, like, you know, a tip here, a tip there. That one could have went the other way. I think there has a couple of bad luck. But, again, Sharks game. Getting blown out like that's unacceptable.
So that's
those guys need to
go ahead. Sorry.
No, I'm just saying those. You can't lose those games in teams in your own division and where you can start making up points and actually start, you know, getting some space in between you and the next guy in line. But we've got to start getting a couple of these to go our way, or else we are going to be limping into the playoffs.
Well, I think that's kind of what I'm saying. It's like it's. I mean, you know, we're new hockey fans, so ebbs and flows to the season. We're all kind of learning here how the rhythm of things. But it's like, it's frustrating when it felt like pre-All-Star break, those bounces and these games that were sort of more 50-50 games, which way is it going to go, they were tipping our way. And that's what felt so great about the beginning of the season. And now we're kind of finding out that hockey can be painful when it happens to you the other way, just like we did last season. And let's not hope we go there again. I mean, how do they look? I get it. The Bruins are the Bruins. You guys seem like you're more pissed about the Sharks game. Maybe I just feel the Bruins game more just because it was just right last night and the mood I had going into it. But we can't have really games like that against that we had against the Sharks down the stretch here. We got to beat the teams that we're supposed to beat. And this Kraken, it's. Look, we've only been around for a season and a half, but a hallmark of our team is kind of losing to teams that we shouldn't lose to, i.e. the Coyotes from last year, and let's not revisit that, Chris. So why do we have that Seattle thing that a lot of our sports teams have up there where we kind of don't get up for these lesser opponents sometimes, where we play down to the competition? You always hear that up there in Seattle with multiple teams. I mean, what's going on, man?
Well, that's the scary thing. That's the question. Brett, well, let me first just say it sounds like Ryan, the missing link, is now the new me. And if he's in the building, you know, it's questionable on whether we're going to win.
Well, he's banned.
So I'm
he's
happy
now,
to pass the torch to him.
He's not allowed.
And I am scot-free. I can actually just love going to the games now. So thank you for taking the torch, Ryan.
Welcome.
But no, Brett, see, here's the thing. I was looking ahead on the schedule. We've got a lot of these like bottom dwelling or middling teams in, okay. in our last, I think we have 25 games left, and we've got a pretty good schedule to be like able that. To really make a push and gain some ground to go in with some momentum. But they are against teams that we should beat. And sometimes that's not what happens. I mean, I think we're playing the Blues, who are just selling all their players, the Columbus Blue Jackets, Chicago, Anaheim, like we play San Jose again. Like we should be killing fools.
Okay.
But all we right. shall see, because we tend to not be able to take down the teams we should. And then we go play Boston like that, and they're on the top. I mean, they're the creme de la creme right now, right? I think right. they have 93 points or something like that. And we played like a playoff team, like we deserve to be there. Mm-hmm. We have a shot here.
Yeah.
So are you going to go out and do it or what? Are you going to go beat these teams we should beat? We got yeah. it set up nicely.
Yeah. And you got to, well, and you got to send a message to the league too, right? I mean, we've only been around for a season and a half, but if the Kraken are going to play with the big teams and they're going to be around and be in these races for the future of this franchise, put the league on notice right now and take care of business when you need to take care of business, and take care of it in a way that is convincing. You know what I mean? Like nobody, mm-hmm. We've only been around a season and a half. I don't think any of these big established teams are afraid of the Kraken yet. We need to start forming that reputation now.
Agreed.
Chris made a good point of like the Kraken aren't doing anything wrong. And so they're stepping up in the big games, and they're just, some of these aren't going their way. But yeah. you're looking for someone to blame. I'm going to blame those reverse retro jerseys. And now we don't have to wear them anymore. That's it. That's, we are the last team to wear reverse retro ever. So,
why the NHL's not doing that anymore? What happened?
So, I mean, they had them scheduled out. We're the last team to wear ours, but then that program is going away because Adidas is not going to be the jersey sponsor anymore. So now whoever comes in next will have their own sort of spin on a promotion jersey for money grab. But I'm blaming the jerseys. Those, it's behind us now. All we can do is look north.
What's the deal with the NHL, Ryan, with the jerseys? I don't understand. First of all, are they jerseys or sweaters? Somebody tell me once and for all.
I mean, if you want to get technical, and I know that's the greatest debate in Seattle, it's old school hockey fans calling it a sweater and then starting fights with people about it. But I played hockey since I was three. I've never called it a sweater. Because we're from Seattle, and it's a
someone's
jersey.
Gonna fight him.
We're gonna need to make a decision as
Thank
a show.
Thank you for your honesty.
We're gonna need to make a decision here, though. What are we gonna do as a show?
But
what are we endorsing?
No, call a sweater. Why not?
So the show calls them sweaters now.
Sure. Why? Who cares?
Which one pisses off more people?
I would say calling it a jersey. I think a jersey will piss off more people.
All right. Well, then what's the deal with our jerseys? No, for real, though, what's with the NHL? Because every other sports thing, whatever, they got multiple different jerseys, sweaters, shirts, tank tops, whatever you want to call them. And, like, the NBA has, like, those guys will wear 12 different uniforms all season long. The NFL now wears more, and it's more fun. The NHL really just has home away and then that one that they wear like 12 games a year. And also, what's been our record in that jersey? And I got to say, I honestly have not really ever been a fan of it, if I'm being truly honest. The white and the navy blue, we all agree, we love to death. But I don't know, that ice blue one was a little soft for me.
So, I mean, the league, you're allowed to have a third jersey, an alternate. And that's something that other teams have. And I think there's a rule for like the expansion teams. You know, you want your first season, you just want your home and away, and that's
sure,
it.
Sure.
I think second season, maybe the same idea. I think Golden Knights got their third jersey in their third season. So probably next year we'll get a true like alternate jersey that will stick around for multiple years. And then the reverse retro thing, it's a cool idea, and it's something to kind of generate buzz. But I mean, that was just, it's really just a money grab.
Yeah.
Or, you know, for guys to buy jerseys, and they, you know, they looked all right. They were kind of hard to watch on the ice. That like ice blue sort of blended in a little bit, but we'll get something that's And then like next year we'll have the Winter Classic, so we'll have a jersey for the Winter Classic. So we'll probably have two jerseys to choose from, extra ones next year.
I don't understand why reverse retro, they didn't just go full Seattle Metropolitans colors, but Kraken logos and styling, and then just go red, green, cream-ish, because then that, excuse me, that would be the retro part. You know what I'm right. saying? Like, and then the reverse part would be the Kraken logo instead of the, I mean...
My guess is they were doing everything for this franchise.
Come on.
I think they were saving it for the Winter Classic, because typically the Winter Classic, they do a retro theme kind of anyways. And so I think they were maybe waiting to launch that for next year.
Okay. Well, use the red more. The light blue is nice, but it's better as like an accent. That's my take. Don't you think, Chris? No? You agree?
Well,
no?
I just have to say... I don't really care.
All right, good. Moving on.
I don't have a jersey yet, so whatever.
Moving on. Chris, who's been stepping up? Who do you need to see a little more fire from on this team?
I mean, we're getting it from our boy Dan.
Yeah.
So I'm checking him off the list. We're okay. getting it from Gord, uh-huh. so I'm checking him off the list. Yeah, so who I want to see some more fire from? He flashed it. He flashed it for a hot second. My man Donato, the historian.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, oh man, he's here. Like he had those like two goals or three goals in two games, whatever.
Oh, he's like on a tear. He was five goals.
He was on
something.
A tear there
yeah.
for a hot second, yeah. and then it kind of okay. What
yeah, where'd he go? He kind of disappeared after the break.
He's out there hustling. I'm not saying he's not necessarily playing hard, but I just want that fire back. I you know, we do have those 12 scorers with 10 or more goals, but Donato, I want to see more from the historian.
Yeah, where'd Ryan go, Ryan?
He's one of those guys that just shows up, and you're like, oh, he's got the puck, and he's doing something with it. Like, he's kind of, I don't know. I don't know where he went. Again, where did anybody go? It seemed like we were have all this momentum and we're playing really well. And now like guys are stepping up in different spots, but which, you know, isn't necessarily a bad thing. Having other guys on the team kind of, you know, hit those milestones and kind of get those goal markers and stuff like that. But I don't know where these guys, they don't have that presence anymore. I don't think.
Well, so if Chris is noting actual Dan or not actual Dan, sorry, Dan. Just Dan. If Chris is talking about Dan and Yanni as his sort of stars lately, Ryan, who you got?
I'm a big fan, Lily, of Jamie Oleksiak.
Yeah.
Having him step up yesterday, he scored, and that was a career high for him at that point. So, I mean, again, everybody hitting these career highs this year. And games played and career high goals and career high points. And he's one of those guys when he scored that goal yesterday coming down the middle like that. Like,
yeah.
How are you not intimidated when he's winding up and taking a slap shot?
Yeah. Producer Katie, we need to find a big rig horn because, man, they should have played that live in the stadium as he was coming down the middle. Get out of the way, man. Here comes the truck. Yeah, he's been playing great. I'm going to shout out Gru. Chris or somebody mentioned him earlier. But let's really dive into this here for a second because we were on him earlier in the season a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, Jonesy was coming in, and there was the big debate earlier in the season. But Gru has really turned it around, and the numbers don't lie, and he's been playing great lately. So I think we should give him some props on the show.
It goes back to the Kraken coaster when Martin was playing well and Gru wasn't. So he stepped up, and now it's kind of shifted back to Gru. And so having that true battle for a number one goalie and that breeding that competition, and Gru's coming out on fire lately. And that's only helps the team when we have two really good goalies, but Gru stepping up and becoming that number one again. I'm a big fan of that.
Well, we're going on the road again. On Tuesday, we go to St. Louis. And then on Thursday up to the Motor City, and then on Friday back down to basically the middle of the country, Columbus, Ohio. Did you guys know, I think Columbus, Ohio is like one of the place where they like focus group things the most in the country. Do you guys know that? Like when fast food restaurants come out with stuff, they bring it out in Columbus, Ohio first or somewhere around there because it's like the biggest middle of the country thing ever. Yeah, yeah. Look it up. They test fast food stuff in Ohio first.
That's the best place to basically do a poll.
I guess so.
What's the what are the demographics?
I don't know.
The most
maybe we should take a road trip to a Blue Jackets game and check it out. Eat some weird fast food while we're there.
Like so many fun facts this episode.
Like every time I hear Katie and I do the morning show podcast, and like every time we talk about something new coming out at fast food, they're like, "Oh, they're going to try it out in Ohio, and if it works there, they'll bring it everywhere else." I don't know. Let's go to a Blue Jackets game, get some weird stuff.
I'm in.
Yeah. So we got those three coming up. We'll see how it goes. And of course, we'll be here to talk about it all, everybody. We are also giving away tickets to a Kraken home game, though, coming up soon. It's March 13th, right, guys?
Yep.
And that is March courtesy 13th of our friends at EpicSeats.com. So if you want to go see the Kraken play the Stars, email us. Chris, what should they email us?
They should email us. Ryan is the new Chris.
All right.
No?
Okay.
I'm wearing a fake mustache when I go to the games now.
Email us, Ryan is the new Chris, and tell us you want to go to the game. You got to be available to go to the game. Come on now. Don't just win the tickets and then you try to pass them off or something. Like, we want people who want to go to the game. Tell us why you want to go, and we'll put everybody's name in a hat. Producer Katie will draw it out. Thank you to EpicSeats.com for furnishing those tickets. Anybody else want to do the other read for a point?
Well, he got the intro, so I
and
bet.
And I don't have the copy, so go for it.
Oh, I was going to. Well, that makes my bet a sure bet. I was going to say, I bet I can do it before he does. But yeah, we'd love to give a shout out to BetOnline. BetOnline.ag remains your number one source for all sports betting this season. Everything from pro to college basketball, UFC, MMA, and more. You get the latest odds, team matchups, player news, game trends, live betting options, free contests, live scores, almost any sport or game imaginable. Even if you have the best imagination, they've got it. Bet online, fastest, easiest way to bet on all your leagues and events. Head to the website or use your mobile device and receive 50% welcome bonus
and
on your first deposit.
I heard that when you bet or wager, well, I don't know how you talk about it, but I heard that when you place a wager at Bet Online, you win more often. I don't know how that's true or possible, but that's what I heard. Yeah, that's what I heard.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did a study in Columbus, Ohio.
Are you
going
to get us sued?
No, no, I'm not.
Are you
going to
get us sued?
I didn't say it was fact. I said I heard that people are saying, oh man, I went over, I can't stop winning over there.
All right, well, that's good for them, isn't it?
They must be making good bets. I don't know why, but the people I talk to, they say, man, when I go there, I win much more money than any other betting website. It's personal anecdotes, Katie.
Try it out. BLEAV. Try it out.
Yeah, try it out. That's the show today, everybody. Thanks for listening. Email us anytime. It's releasetheshow@gmail.com. If you have rants, positive or negative in any way, send them to releasetherants@gmail.com. Follow us on all social media at releasetheshow. He's Ryan. He's Chris. I'm Brett. That's Katie. Do I have anything else to say before we're out of here? I don't think so.
Really? Okay, then. See ya.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on.
Crunch Island. It's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Q
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.